This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face with your host, me, Bree. Thank you so much for subscribing to this and listening to this and being supportive of this. It means the absolute world. It's the coolest thing ever. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Let's get into it. Guys, this is Brianna, back with another episode. Today, I've been like on the fence on what I wanted to do this episode about, just because there's so much that I want to talk about, and there's so much that has just happened that it's so hard to kind of like organize it out and then get it all out and then make it all make sense, because, you know, obviously I'm ADHD here, so you know it could be a struggle, but I'm trying really hard, so I appreciate your patience in working with me and watching these videos, and the support in it is even amazing, because the amount of like messages that I have gotten from people saying thank you for making those videos, thank you for bringing light to certain things, like thank you for making things kind of feel normal, I guess. Not that it's condoned, but that the behavior has happened with other people in other places. So I see you, I hear you, I know that. And that makes me feel better knowing that, not feel better, but it makes you feel less singled out and less targeted when you know that it's happening to other people too. Not that the behavior is being condoned, but that it is happening to other people. So let's get into this. I want to talk about bullies and business. So bullies, for a lack of better terms, are extremely insecure individuals. And usually bullying comes from people that have learned this behavior, or they're getting something out. They're being treated this way somewhere else. They've learned that this type of behavior is okay. Maybe they got it from home. Maybe they got it in another relationship. Or somebody somewhere else is actually doing the same thing to them. And in their head, there's a lot of different kind of emotions that go through this. As somebody that's been bullied throughout my whole life, pretty much, some different levels and different variations of it, there's a common denominator with these types of people, and that's what it is. They're extremely insecure. Insecurity is a wrong, like a big, like balloon emotion, because a lot of things can fall from insecurity. People become jealous because they're insecure. People will attack you because they feel insecure. People that are depressed or don't love themselves will feel insecure. People that have been abused, that are victims, can also feel insecure because of that abuse. And so those emotions will like ooze out. So insecurity is like the root cause of a lot of emotions that you will see people display to you. Now, how does that, what happens with the bully and their insecurity is they have to knock you down. So you could be a perfectly normal person. This is like what happens with me a lot of the times. I'm just living my life, doing my thing, la la dee 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 dee, just moving on about my life. And here comes somebody out of the blue. Either they come to me or I just living my life, being a nice person. Hey, how you doing? That's that insecurity showing. Here's the difference between a bully and a normal person that's had a bad day. Because there is such thing as grace, right? You have to have grace in this world. We are all, nobody is perfect. And if they think they are, get away from them. So nobody in this world is perfect. So you're going to have situations where you had a bad day, or you caught somebody on a whim, or you, maybe her husband left her this morning, or maybe his mother passed away. Okay. That's where grace comes in. You got to give a little bit of grace to people, like, okay, no, all right, it's all good. Let's let this roll off. My bad. Right? You know? But if it's a continuous thing that this person decides to do all of the time, they just like cutting people down. They like mocking people. They like laughing at people. They like doing that type of stuff to somebody. They have a problem. And 99% of the time, it doesn't have anything to do with you. You just happen to be the target. You just happen to be like the boxing bag. And it sucks. It sucks. I find myself being the bag that people beat on all the fucking time. I guess maybe I'm strong. I have no idea, but it's getting old at this point. Anyways, that behavior from a bully derives from insecurity. Somewhere along the lines, they were bullied. Somewhere along the lines, they lost their confidence. Somewhere along the lines, they learned that becoming jealous of people, angry at other people, and taking their emotions out on other people was the way to do things. And it's not. It's not the way to do things. A bully also likes to control. So the tactics that bullies use is basically from insecurity, right? Okay. And then out of that insecurity, they want to control something that will make them feel good. Because they're insecure, because they don't have no confidence and all this kind of stuff. Now, control and manipulation go hand in hand. They are like one and the same, right? So if a person is manipulating you, they're controlling you. If a person is controlling you, more than likely they're manipulating you in order to do that. So basically, that insecurity is like the driving factor for bullies. Now, if you have a bully, a continuous bully, like the same person just won't leave you alone, no matter how many times you walk away, no matter how many times you just kind of like move out of the way, get away from them, you know, da 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 da, they thrive on that. They love that. They love that you, see, in their brains, they think that you're scared. They think that they're bothering you and they're like upsetting you, and they love that. That makes them feel good. That's how a bully's brain works. That makes them feel good to do that. Okay. Here's the only way that you can beat a bully is to beat the fuck out of them. Whether it's with your words, whether it's with your fist, the only way to get a bully to leave you alone is to give them their game right back. Sometimes you're lucky. You can move out of state, or you can, you know, do all of this kind of stuff and get away from them. But they will still have that on you. They want that win. And usually, the victim, me, I've always been the victim of bullying, so I can relate. We don't care. Like, you know, that's cool. All right, cool. Great. You're a big bad bully. That's wonderful. We try to get away from it. We try to go somewhere else. We try to, like, just deal with it, go heal, and do all that kind of stuff, you know. they'll still in their brains, they're like, yeah, we got them, you know? So the only way to ever beat a bully is to just beat the shit out of them. You have to kill them with their own game. If you're ever pushed to that, you know, and it's sad because some people will really not just, they won't let it go. They won't leave you alone. They won't stop talking about you. They won't leave you alone for whatever reason because they want that reaction. They won't stop until they get some type of reaction. And sometimes, if you're going to react back, make sure it's bigger and better than them. To have to explain to a grown adult that their behavior is bullying, it's not professional, it's not good. Laughing, mocking, like doing that to another human being when you're supposed to be in a professional environment, that's your first red flag to even have to explain it. Okay. The second red flag is if they're not budging, which a lot aren't, they're not, because it would mean they admitted that they were wrong and they owe you an apology. Most people are not going to do that because they don't care, which is fine. You can just actually just divert the entire conversation and just throw something they're not even expecting out there. That's what I had to do with a lot of people. They were expecting a fight back. But instead of actually listening, comprehending, and understanding what I was saying, because smart humans do that in these types of situations, they are expecting a fight back. And so I would just throw them for a loop and not fight back. You cannot fix a bully's insecurity. That's not your job. It's not a weight for you to carry. Their problems. So, you know, they might have gotten used to getting somewhere, treating other people this way, shutting other people up, ruining other people's confidence because of how they feel about themselves. That's not your problem. It's not your job to fix them. It's not your job to explain to them. It's your job to make sure they understand the boundary that they're overstepping and to make sure that they know that they can't do that to you anymore. I'm the type of person that'll always walk away. I will always initially walk away. I've done it multiple times. Even with my lawsuit, like multiple times, did not want to do it. And my actions speak for what I'm saying. So, but bullies want that reaction. They will just keep on not. They will keep on and keep on and keep on until they actually just push you out of your realm for you to defend yourself. Smart people will see it as a defense. Smart people can see past what's being presented to them. Easily manipulated people show loyalty without question, and we all know fools do that. So, you know, if you see somebody blindly just being loyal to somebody for, like, and you don't understand if they're getting a kickback on it or not, that's just a fool. There's going to be no comprehension with that. But it's not your job to fix the bully. It's not your job to do that. That's their problem. You have to protect you. Okay? They're going to try to call you crazy. They're going to try to call you this. They're going to try to do all of these things to discredit you. Don't worry about it. Do not worry about it. Do not let it faze you one bit. Your job is to protect you, and don't ever let anybody tell you that you are wrong for defending yourself. Not one bit. Okay? If somebody has the audacity to tell you to lay there and take it when they wouldn't, no, ma'am. No. That's unethical. That's disgusting. That's disrespectful for humans in general. For somebody to think that they are high and mighty enough that somebody should just lay there and take it. I'm sorry, excuse you? No. Don't ever do that. You are amazing. You are a good person. You are a confident person. Do not let somebody get in your head like that. No human should lay there and take any form of abuse, bullying, disrespect, manipulation, emotional, whatever they're doing. Okay? No human should tolerate that. Especially somebody that thinks that they are not supposed to have to deal with that. If they wouldn't deal with that themselves. I'm sorry. What? No. No. Mm-mm. They have a problem that's not yours to deal with. It's not your burden to carry. Not at all. Don't let them make you think that. And it's going to be hard for you to not do that. They're going to get under your skin. They're going to make you question your self-confidence. They're going to make you question your self-esteem. They're going to make you question yourself. That's what gaslighting is. They're going to make you do that. Why? We don't know, and that's not your problem. Don't even ask why. Actions speak for what they are. Accept it and move on. That's the quickest way to deal with a bully, is accepting.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of. And there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's going on? Say, okay, I've got this person. This is how they feel of me. I do not care why. There is no excuse for it. And then we're going to move forward from there. This is what you're presented to me. This is what you've decided to do with this situation. This is what you showed me. Okay, that's how we're going to move forward. We're not going to give you any grace for that, because this is like the second time that you've done it and you've not apologized or whatever have you. They've not tried to make it right. Going about your life. And if they keep coming for you, you defend yourself. You take care of yourself. You protect you. Don't let nobody make you think that you're not supposed to do that. I don't know what on God's green earth makes somebody think that somebody's not supposed to do that. If you think that you can walk around this earth and just slap somebody and not get hit back, are you okay? Are we living on the same planet? Let's switch the roles a little bit. Let's have you walk around and I'm going to come up and smack you in the back of the head. Oh, nope. Now you better take it. You wouldn't. That's what I thought. I do not do well with people that think they're better than other people. You can have a disagreement with somebody. Sure, you don't see eye to eye. It's not like this. Not once in my life have I bullied or made somebody feel like they are less than me. I have had disagreements with people. I have not agreed with people. I have defended myself, and I have absolutely put people in their fucking place after you come to me. You're not going to see me out here just randomly fucking with motherfuckers. If somebody gets off on just randomly stirring pots and doing certain things or whatever have you, on or off the internet, in and out of the workplace, or even in their personal lives, they have problems that are not for you. Don't carry that burden. When you turn I'm going to downplay this, okay? All right. When you turn a water spigot on, okay, what do you expect is going to happen? The water comes on. If you discredit somebody, you slap somebody, you bully somebody, what do you expect is going to happen? They're going to defend themselves. They're going to correct you. They're going to fix things that you're saying. Taking a normal human behavior reaction, even like frustration or anger, and flipping it on them is called reactive abuse. Somebody pushes you and pushes you by, if they like that slap was reactive abuse to somebody constantly doing this right here. This right here could be publicly shaming you. That right there could be ignoring you. It kills me to see people ignore people. I cannot stand to be ignored. I cannot stand to be ignored over something simple. Because we know you can answer the question, but you're choosing to ignore me. Why? You know I need an answer from you. So you're going to choose to ignore me just to get a reaction. Bullies target people that they think are better than them. Now, does the person actually think that they're better than that person? No. Mm-mm. I know for a fact that I just live my life. Like, I just don't think anything. And I know that I'm not in control of what another person's perception is. Because you can choose your perceptions, right? Bullies target people that they think are better than them because they want to, they want to pull them down. They're mad. They're mad and they're jealousy. Jealousy derives from being angry, okay? And anger derives from jealousy. They work hand in hand. So they're mad, they're jealous, they're pissed off. They don't understand why you're up here and they're down here in their minds, right? This is all in their heads. This is not how it actually is. This leads into delusion. This leads into acting off of things that don't exist or do exist or whatever have you. You can't correct a situation, address a situation, or attack a situation if you don't understand the other side of where the situation is coming from. I literally ended up in conversations with people where they thought I was attacking them, and I'm not, like, literally, I did nothing. They were triggered, so they attacked. Again, grown adults responsible for their grown adult actions. Not me. You are responsible for what you choose to do in this lifetime. I am. There are very, very few situations that don't fall into that category. Like bizarre shit, right? Like you get kidnapped and the kidnapper is forcing you to do, like, okay, we're not talking about that stuff. We're talking about in general life, just kind of normality of society, the average human. You are ultimately responsible for your actions. I have no regrets defending myself. As last time I kept my mouth shut, it almost put me 6 feet in the ground. I will never, ever do that, go through that again at the hands of somebody else. Never again. Literally sat back there, talked myself out of hurting myself to still be here. When everybody left me, I will not keep my mouth shut again to keep the peace. No. Never again will I put myself through that. Because me keeping my mouth shut last time did nothing for me. It protected the other person. I'm not going to do that anymore. It's not my fault if you can't handle what I'm saying to you or present to you. This goes right back to the whole post-horse nudes things that I was talking about last week. Y'all attack her for telling you the truth or showing you fact about this particular situation with Outlaw Equine? Think what you want of it. do what you want with it. But attacking her makes no sense. You just can't accept what you're hearing. Kind of same thing with people that decided to show, like, it was like, literally, like, this girl was arguing with me about how I should have left somebody alone. And here are the facts being presented to her where we have left this person alone, but yet they're still preaching to me. That's what happens when, and this is something I'm going to pride myself on, okay? Knowing when you are wrong and admitting it will save you a lot of grief in life. Because there have been plenty of, when I was younger, I'd stand on shit whether I was right or wrong. No, not anymore, sweet cheeks. If I'm right, you damn right I'm going to stand on it. But if I'm wrong, I got no problems admitting that I'm wrong. I have not had a relationship with my sister most of my life, and I'm 41 years old. Like, we have not, you see people have, like, best friend relationships with their siblings and stuff like that. Me and my sister have not had a relationship at all. None. Literally, since probably high school. Even then, it was shitty. We've just not had a very good relationship at all. And sometimes things have to happen in life. To me, when things are happening to me, I look at myself, okay, what do I need to learn from this? What is going on? I look at things a little deeper than most people. Oh, well. And I wasn't able to back then, or even the duration of most of our relationship, to come to the conclusion that a lot of the stuff was my fault. And I told her, like, I'll take blame. I was not in the right headspace to be a good sister or even think about being a friend. And I'm sorry. That's my fault. Even the other week, I kind of thinking back to it, thinking to myself, okay, maybe I need to try to redo my sentences better. Maybe I need to take the time to type better. Or whatever I can do to work on things that continue to keep happening. Condoning bullying, though? No, we're not going to do that. And this blasting on the internet. There are so many people and so many things that I could blast. But it's handled. I don't like seek out to do that. I will just handle what needs to be handled if it comes to that. Like, I mean, I've had people try to steal from me. I had to take to court. Like, I've had various other things happen that I see people. I have dealt with things that are up here, and I see people blast people for shit that's like, you ain't got nothing better else to do than do this right here. I found out the other day that the girl that checked me out at my local Dollar General, like the store that I go to all the time, she killed herself and her son found her. This is just after the online bullying. Again, another one that I dealt with recently. You know, you really don't know what the fuck people got going on. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have developed thick skin. I thank the club for that. I don't think y'all realize how badass some of them girls are. I thank the club for that, for helping me develop thick skin. If you think you can walk around this earth plucking motherfuckers, bullying motherfuckers, saying certain things and doing certain things, you're gonna learn. Not right. It's not right. Take that trash some fuckwhere else. Not near me. To think that position, last name, money, any of that stuff is gonna affect me, that's not how my brain works. I respect you based off of how you treat me, and I see you treat others. I don't really give a fuck about the rest of it. What? If you want to earn respect, you got to do respectable shit. And that means acting with respect. Like, that doesn't mean thinking that you can just walk around here and treat people like shit and condone certain things and turn a blind eye to this and do this and try to steal and treat people like what? What? Y'all got the audacity to judge somebody based off of one chapter of their life. Like, do you think that that's the only time that they lived? This right here. And here's the deal. Even if you don't ask, okay, or even if you don't recognize it, because I've been in situations where I'm just like, I didn't know, it's my fault, it's my bad, right? But we live in a day and age where there's really no way for you to know. So if you fail to communicate and then you assume